Okay, are you going to go first and introduce yourself?
I did last time.
But I did it like three times.
Hi, I'm Lizelle.
She's Lizelle and I'm Tracy.
Yep, well, that's covered. What are we talking about today? I know what we're talking about today. I know that I've been asked this, and I'm sure you have as well, Tracy, is people want to know why we are doing this, why we are talking about our shared experience and talking about it a lot, obviously, you know, as it would seem, we're putting it on camera. So now it'll be your turn to speak first, because I'm going to ask Tracy why she's doing this.
Well, a lot of people have actually said, you know, are you doing this so that you can get revenge? Are you doing this, you know, so many other reasons people have asked us about. And I started doing this well before her. And it was sort of, I learned so much from YouTube University and from the people that really, I can say, threw me a lifeline and saved me. I am so grateful that I know I have a voice, clearly. I have a voice. I can talk a lot, use my hands. And I know that we all relate to different people. And we each have our own story. A lot of the people on YouTube are therapists and psychologists. And a lot of them are just survivors. And I think that's what I wanted to do, was tell my story and help other people in a non codependent way. I am just helping people because I want to raise awareness.
Yeah.
How about you?
I think for me, I consider myself a teacher, and I consider myself somebody who's here to serve other people. And every part of me has screamed to just go and curl up in a ball and forget about this and not talk about it, because there's a lot of stuff on my end here that I didn't need or necessarily wanted to I didn't want to share. You know, are you trying to do a shoulder thing? Seriously.
I know.
Anyways,
I'm so immature and I'm older.
There was a lot of stuff I didn't want to share, right? So it was so interesting to me that even just to make this video, I made a very conscious effort to, I guess, to reach out to people from the vantage point of having had an experience. And the more we talk about it, the more I realize that so many other people have had this experience or similar ones or much worse experiences. And I think that you teach from your story. I think that when you do teach from your story, it makes it really powerful. And when you teach from your story in a positive and uplifting way, it makes it even more powerful. So that's why I really want to do this. And like Tracy, for the first time ever, I really feel that my voice is important. And if that can just help one person avoid the pain that I have felt, and don't get me wrong, you know, people have their own journeys, and you do have a journey and in this life that you need to go through, which will include pain. But if I could help take the edge off of that pain just a little bit, that would serve me well. I would love that.
And I think we have a very unusual story. There are probably a lot of people that have been the next supply, but they didn't find out they were the next supply at the same time. So there's that. And I think in us, we have hope that our friendship is something that has bonded us. And I don't think if we had met and he wasn't ever in our lives, I think we would have been like a perfect match. But I think that we have to show people that not to hate the next supply, because ultimately the narcissist is not going to be able to do anything more. They're never going to commit. They're never going to love. And if you sit there and put all this anger inside of you that the next supply is getting taken to dinner more, or maybe they went on an Aspen ski trip or something, and you didn't get that,
it
doesn't matter. It's that love bombing stage. It's whatever they portrayed were their concerns, and the narcissist kind of shaped himself. He just makes himself into something for each person, and that's a unique part of our story, right?
Yes. Oh, yes. I mean, I hear that a lot. I hear a lot about working with people every day, you know, the next girlfriend, even when there's no overlapping, as there was in our situation where there was an overlapping, even when there isn't an overlapping, it's very easy to not like the next person in your man or your woman's life. This has been the most empowering experience of my life, because I can go, you know what? She's not unlike me. You know, she's been in the same place I have been. And bugger it, though, we're not victims. We're not victims. Yeah. And we're not touting the boom, boom, boom of the victim drum. But
we actually laugh a lot about the similarities. We just were like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like matching shirts again. It's our thing now. Just saying.
Yeah, I think that's all I have to say. I don't know about you.
Yeah, that's short and sweet. And it's time for dinner.
Indeed.
So thank you all. This is Tracy.
And this is Lizelle. Okay.